If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Headbangers Kitchen. I'm your host, Demon Stealer, and we've got a great show for you today. We're going to be cooking up a one-wing chicken piccata. And if you're wondering what that is, well, chicken piccata is an Italian dish, and we're calling it a one-wing chicken piccata because our guests on today's show are none other than Mumbai's hardcore band, Scrime. So we're going to need some chicken breasts. Now, I've got four big breasts here. Hey, I know what you're thinking. They're not mine, they belong to the chicken. So we have four chicken breasts. So what we're gonna do first is beat the breasts. And I know that sounds like a death metal song, but it's not. So I'm gonna cover the chicken breasts in some cling wrap. And I'm gonna use the flat edge of my hammer to beat the chicken. We're gonna beat these chicken breasts one breast at a time. Alright, now that we've beaten the breasts, the chicken breast that is, we're going to season them with some salt and pepper. And remember to season them on both sides. So we're going to turn these over. And if you like your food a little spicy, you can always season it with some chili powder as well. Pepper. Now, I like to add a little dried basil to my chicken to give it a little bit of extra flavoring. Just sprinkle some dried basil leaves on that. Now that we've seasoned the chicken breasts, we're going to coat them in flour. You can use all-purpose flour for this. You want to just lightly coat these in flour. Just keep them on the side. And what's going to happen is this flour is going to become nice and crispy and give the chicken a bit of a crunch. Now that we've seasoned the chicken, it's time to fry it up. Alright, get your pan nice and hot on a medium heat and put in some olive oil. Now you have to almost shallow fry the chicken pieces, so make sure you put in a fair amount of oil. We're also going to put in some butter. Alright, now we're going to just shake off the excess flour from the chicken and put it in the pan. Now you just let that cook for about 3 to 4 minutes on each side till it's nice and golden brown. And that's a lovely golden brown, and that's just the color we're looking for in the chicken. So another 3 to 4 minutes and the other side will be done, and then we'll make the sauce. Can you smell that? That smells good.
Oh, that looks really good.
All right, now it's time to take the chicken out of the pan because it's done. All right, now that the chicken is cooked, we're going to make the sauce. And what I'm going to do is add a little bit of butter to the pan again and just saute some onions, garlic and capers. So I add some garlic. Some onions. And some capers. Now if you don't have capers, you can just buy olives and use olives instead, though the original recipe calls for capers. Alright, so you stir these now. We want to get some caramelization on this. Nice brown color. So what you can do is squash some of the capers to release some of that extra flavor. Alright, so now I'm going to deglaze this with some white wine. You can use any dry white wine for this. You just pour some of that in there. Alright, and that's gonna cook down really fast. Just scrape off all the brown bits from the pan. That's a lot of flavor there. Now that this is cooked down a bit, we're gonna add some chicken stock to this. Alright, now that the sauce has reduced, we're going to add some fresh parsley to that. Now the original recipe calls for lemon juice, but since in India you mostly get limbu, I'm going to use a little bit of it, just you know, to give it a little bit of a lemony flavor, but not too much because it can get really sour and bitter. And now for the final part of making the sauce, we're going to turn the gas off and add a large chunk of butter. It is a butter sauce after all, so don't be afraid of butter. And we're just going to sort of let it melt in into this and you will see the sauce thicken slowly. Gently just melt in that butter, make sure the gas is off. Alright, our sauce is done and now it's time to plate up our one wing chicken piccata. We're going to pour our delicious sauce over this with some of the onions and the parsley and all that good stuff. And we're going to garnish this with some fresh lemons. And finish it off with some fresh parsley leaves. And there you have it, one wing chicken piccata. Oh crap, Akshay from Scribe doesn't eat meat. I guess I could whip up a paneer piccata for him. And I'm gonna have to use my superhuman speed to get that done. To make this chicken piccata into a vegetarian dish, I'm going to have to summon all my demonic powers. And I will be replacing the chicken with some paneer and also use vegetable stock instead of chicken stock. Let us go now. Paneer piccata for all you vegetarian lovers, as well as Akshay from Scribe. So now we wait for them. You love the chicken like the inflated porch of babies, but they call it out. But you can, sure you can, yes we can. But you can, sure you can.
you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.